This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Barb Richards, and this is Sunday Side Up. And we've got a great show for you today because I am a huge fan of Shark Tank. And this is kind of a local version of Shark Tank. So we're going to talk to Jordan McArdle, Millennia 2020 Coordinator, and Lauren Zuber, Vision 2020 Coordinator. And this is all about getting millennials involved and entrepreneurship and all the things I really, really love that you guys are doing. So I'm so excited to have you here. So thanks for joining me today. So are you guys fans of Shark Tank?
I am.
We never miss it. I just love it. And I love to give my own critique. Well, I would never invest in that product. That's really stupid. You know? So the last version, last Friday that I saw, Mark Cuban was really going after a lot of different ones, you know. And then the real estate gal, I don't remember what her name was, but she made a pretty good deal that I thought, interesting to find that out. So first of all, let's talk about which came first, Vision 2020 or the Millennial 2020? Which came first?
Millennial 2020 came out of Vision 2020. They realized that they have all these awesome pillars and we're really moving forward with our region. But the only thing that was missing is they didn't incorporate millennials or our generation.
Well, let's go back, Lauren, for you then, and talk about Vision 2020. Take us back to the beginnings of that.
Vision 2020 kind of came out of a regional visioning process, which I realize sounds kind of frou-frou and fuzzy, but they had a big economic summit and got together tons of people and lots of regional leaders.
Who's we?
The Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership.
Right.
And this was in 2010 that the economic summit was held.
Yes.
And all of this information came together in regional leaders, and these five pillars grew out of it that would kind of be the way to develop, attract, and retain talent in the region. And the pillars are 21st century talent, so kind of upping our education and making sure that our workforce is ready for the way the economy is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure we have a competitive business climate and businesses want to be here as much as residents do.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurship, so making it a really business-friendly place and an idea-friendly place. Infrastructure to kind of make sure that we have the bones to support all of these initiatives that we're doing.
Right.
And then quality of life. Because, you know, if you're doing all these great things to train your workforce and make it business friendly, if you don't have the quality of life to really retain people, you're just training someone else's workforce.
Right. And 100% agree with all of those five pillars because I've talked with Northeast Indiana Partnership before, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so right. I mean, I just sat there through the whole program going, give me more. So one of the things that came out of this was that whole Talent Made Here campaign.
Yes.
I just love. Mm-hmm. Of course, I know the guy in the commercial, Kurt. He's very funny. He's very funny. I love him. But so important that we give you guys a reason to not move away or maybe to go away and then bring your education and your skills back to Fort Wayne. So talk about that a little bit.
Exactly. The Talent Initiative, that was, you know, a fantastic program and, you know, really amazing. People responded really well to that. And it's kind of grown and morphed into the Big Goal Collaborative. The Talent Initiative was more science and technology education focused, whereas the Big Goal Collaborative encompasses, you know, really cradle to career as soon as you start learning when you're 3 years old to, you know, 30 and having your career and wanting to learn some new skills.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, do you feel like that was missing for you in the middle school, high school, college years from our region? Do you feel like we didn't do a good job raising you is what I'm saying?
I think that I had just like a really supportive family and group of people around me. So I, you know, might have been in my own bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it never hurts to beef up what you already have.
Did you have a desire to stay here or did you have a desire to move away?
I originally planned on moving away and I came back because I kind of decided to go in a different direction from what my degree was in. I went away for college. And once I came back, I think it was less than 6 months that I decided I definitely wanted to stay and really make Fort Wayne my home as an adult.
What was the catalyst? What changed that, Lauren?
Getting involved. Mm-hmm. I started getting involved with the Millennial Leaders Alliance, which is the leadership body for Millennial 2020. I got to know people. I would go to events like Lunch on the Square downtown. I would go to Tin Caps Game, and it fit. It was the right size.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did you graduate from college?
In May of 2010.
Okay. All right. So really just the past couple of years you came to this realization. How about you, Jordan? Did you go away to college and come back, or
no,
what were your plans?
I started out at IPFW with the intent to go to IU the next year. And after my first year, I was like, no way. It kind of didn't even cross my mind. And I was, it was just no question that I was staying here.
I love you guys.
I was surprised, but.
Well, okay. So let's talk a little bit about, since we're all women here in this room, when I was little, I was right at that cusp where women were really starting to leave the home and get into careers. I was mm-hmm. the one, the generation where there was that criticism. You should be a stay-at-home mom. You should go into a career. And I always wanted to have a career. I mean, just from the very beginning. And I did move away. And I moved away for about 8 years or so and actually ended up unemployed. And that's when we decided, you know what, let's move, and pregnant. And married, by the way. but we moved from town to town for my radio job. Now, here's something that was very cutting edge back then, girls. But my husband followed me for my career. And it was so cutting edge back then that when we bought our first house, we had to write a letter to the mortgage company stating why he was going from market to market and wasn't in the same field of work. So that would be like against the law these days, but back then it wasn't. So I just want to tell you that I was a little trailblazer on my own here. But anyway, so when we moved to a major market, we decided to start a family. By then we'd been married 8 years or so. It was the only time I ever got caught up in a radio format change. And anyway, so we thought we'd move back to Fort Wayne and kind of regroup and figure out what we were going to do. I had a baby, And the day we moved back to Fort Wayne, Magic offered me the job and I've been here the rest of my time. So there you go. But I did what you did, Lauren. I'm so glad you said what you said, because it's all about getting involved. Mm-hmm. It's all about knowing what makes this a great community and then going out and doing it. People that say there's nothing to do in Fort Wayne, don't you just want to slap them?
Maybe not slap them, but shake them a bit sometimes.
It is against the law to slap people.
A little shake or just point out all of the stuff that there really is to do and that you honestly don't have to look that hard to find things to do. If you really want to be, you know, engaged at any level, if you just want fun stuff to do on the weekends, you can go to a Tin Caps game. You can go ice skating in the wintertime. And if you really want to intensely get involved, there are more nonprofits and amazing charities and other groups. And you can volunteer as much or as little as you want at any level you want.
I agree.
It's just, it can fit no matter how much you want.
Yeah,
basically.
Right. I agree. What do you think about Fort Wayne? Competitive business environment? Do you feel that's happening? That's one of your pillars?
I think that really is. The Regional Opportunities Council, that's kind of the regional leadership body for Vision 2020. It's full of, you know, high-level investors and things of that nature in Vision 2020 and the Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership. They've really been working hard on the competitive business climate, and we've made big strides in permitting. And just with the job creation that's gone on in our region recently, and you know, you've seen it in the news in the past couple of years.
Yes.
I think that it's something that everyone wants and that really benefits everyone and can kind of beef up our region nicely.
I am grateful for Sweetwater Sound. I think that I'm grateful that Chuck Surak had the vision to create a campus, as did Vera Bradley, created that campus to really attract people coming into Fort Wayne. Again, it goes back to that quality of life. Not mm-hmm. only can I have this great job, but this is a great community. I'm grateful for our medical community. Mm-hmm. That is just, huge. I love the fact that Manchester is now offering a school of pharmacy. You can go to IPFW all the way up until, for medical school, all the way up until you have to do internships. And, you know, it's just, those things are just incredible and really add to the growth of Fort Wayne.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and then what about entrepreneurship, which is really going to get us to the Spark Tank event that's going to come up?
Entrepreneurship, we work with Elevate Ventures, which is an outside group to kind of, we're working on forming an investor network so that the people with the ideas and the people with the capital and the skills to build things up can find each other a bit more easily mm-hmm. and kind of be a catalyst for those ideas to become reality.
And I think that's so important for your generation, because I think you guys are at a time when a lot of things are needing to be reinvented mm-hmm. in our economy as a whole, you know, to keep you guys employed. I got to stay here for almost 30 years. I don't know that that's the same job climate for you guys. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit tougher for you to find a career, do you think? Where you feel like you're going to be in the same thing forever?
I've already made a couple changes from what I graduated college with my degree, what I started out in and where I am now. And it's felt reasonably organic to me. I went from a fashion design degree to working in advertising to then kind of the economic development, but with the marketing, the region aspect to it, you know, we're really trying to make this an attractive place for the people here and people outside of the region. And so I think that there, you know, I've already had a lot of changes,
mm-hmm.
but I think that there's enough diversity in Fort Wayne that even if you do want to switch things up or take your career in another direction, there's enough space for it.
Yeah, I agree. What about you, Jordan? Have you had a lot of career changes or from what you thought you were going to do?
I haven't changed my major once, and that kind of scares me because I feel like everyone says you always change your major X amount of time.
My son didn't, so don't worry.
Did my brother.
So what was your major?
I'm doing marketing at IPFW. Uh-huh, right. So, and just like Lauren said, this.
I think just marketing itself has taken on a life of its own with all the social networking and everything being so global and the internet. It's completely different. It's such a wide umbrella that it, no matter what you're doing in life, you got to learn how to market yourself.
Right. Which is why I like it. I feel like I can apply it to so many different things.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. So how are you applying that to Spark Tank?
We have flyers. I've been going to campuses with popsicles. I was at Huntington University last week. Just showed up with some popsicles and flyers and was talking to some kids just about how to get involved.
So this event's going to be Friday, May 31st from 9:30 to 3 at Huntington University. And what if there's a millennial out there listening or the parents of one, what do they need to do?
So what sets us apart from different entrepreneurial like programs and startup businesses is that we actually do community projects as well. So it's not just entrepreneurial driven.
Oh.
So I was kind of giving the example, if you really liked my popsicle idea.
I love it. Where's my popsicle?
I forgot. but if you really like that, you could, you know, develop that your plan further, and you could set up shop and have pop-up popsicle stands all throughout the region and get $500 to fund it. Now, that's if we vote for you.
Right.
And then so there's a business winner and a community project winner.
Okay. Have you done this before?
This is our third one.
All right. Tell me about some of your past successes.
So our two past successes, we have Happen.co. They were from our first Spark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
They are basically an app kind of slash website.
Mm-hmm.
That will tell you what's going on right now. So if it's a Friday night and you want to see what concerts are playing around Fort Wayne, Indiana, and you're under 21, you can like totally customize it. It'll give you, pull up a little list and say, go here, go here.
Nice.
But if it's like an hour old, it won't be on there.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's like very up to date and up to speed.
I love that.
Then the second one is more of a community project, the Trash Titans.
Okay.
And they are actually a lake sandbar cleanup. So with even like floating trash cans that businesses can sponsor.
Oh my gosh, what a great idea.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we go up to friends of ours that has that lake thing where they all go out to the sandbar and park. And, you know, people are usually pretty good about it anyway. But just to know that they're taking a proactive approach like that is fabulous.
Mm-hmm. They were so on top of it. They were already calling their jobs and saying, hey, would you be interested in sponsoring like the day of the event? They had it together.
Wow, who are they and where they
came from? They came out of our Spark Tank Noble County, so they're from the Noble County area.
Yeah, right. So they're up there from Lake counties and stuff like that. Right. Very, very cool. And how is Happen.co? How are they doing?
Super good. Their website is still in beta testing, so you can go on it's Happen.co and sign up to kind of beta test it. And I think they have plans for a little website launch party this summer. So we'll have
nice.
To keep you up to date on that.
Very cool. That's just so exciting. So they got a little bit of seed money. You said $500, mm-hmm. and the same way at the Huntington University one on the 31st, $500
correct.
In seed money
yes.
to start that business. So let me ask you this: when I watch Shark Tank and sometimes they're turned down and they don't invest, I always mm-hmm. think that somebody's watching that show and calls them up and go, mm-hmm. "Okay, they didn't like it, but I liked it, so I'll invest." Has that happened?
It happened actually. I actually was more involved in the second one. I wasn't uh-huh. with the partnership for the first one. But I know for the second one, we have worked with Founders, which is kind of a local place downtown Fort Wayne, and they offer free business space for like young entrepreneurs, just like free Wi-Fi, and you just can just kind of a
like
place to work.
Like the Innovation Center, but downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a free like co-working space, so it's just desks and, you know, conference rooms that you can come in and use. It's on Harrison Street, and it's really cool. You'll see people in the front rooms. It's an old storefront, and they'll be writing on the windows like it's a whiteboard,
yeah.
and it's just, it's a really neat collaborative environment.
I bet there's huge energy going mm-hmm. on inside there. That's very cool, and that came out of one of these Spark Tanks.
No, but we work with them, and we usually have a few representatives from there to kind of say, hey, your idea is awesome. Let's kind of come over here and you can work with some other people.
Who is funding the $500? The Alliance? The 2020?
We're with the partnership, the Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership. The Alliance is the Allen County Economic Group.
So many words.
There are.
But that's okay. So have other businesses stepped up to say, we'll kick in some dollars, we want to do this, we want to be a part?
Yeah, as a nonprofit organization and then a program within that, we have to ask for sponsors. And really, the MLA takes charge in that, and so that's another way we're growing just millennials as leaders and kind of giving them that opportunity to, you know, network with other people. And we do raise our own money.
Very cool. Well, we're going to take a break because we got a lot more to cover here. We're talking about Millennial 2020 and the upcoming Spark Tank, which is Friday, May 31st, is coming Friday, 9:30 to 3 at Huntington University. And you can find out more at millennial2020.com/spark-tank. We'll be back with more Sunday Side Up.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WAJI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
We are back with more Sunday Side Up, and we're talking with Vision 2020, Millennial 2020. Jordan McArdle's here, Lauren Zuber. Basically, what started the program was the Spark Tank coming up on Friday, Huntington County or Huntington University. But anybody can come, right, Jordan? You don't have to be from Huntington County, right?
No, it's open to everyone. If you're coming back from college, totally welcome to anyone.
You need to be between the ages of 18 and 25, which is sort of sad to me because I always have a multi-million-dollar idea every year. Every year I have one. So you want to hear what my latest one is?
I do.
Yeah, I think that... As time goes on, I think we're all going to kind of go back a little bit to communal living. And I think one of these days, your mother is going to live with you guys. And before you roll your eyes, my idea is to create a housing development called Mother-in-Law Acres. And then every house has a suite attached because my mom actually did live with us. I was part of what they call the sandwich generation, you know, raising kids, having my mom. It was really difficult for us to find a house that was appropriate for three adults, you know, a husband, a wife, and a mother-in-law. And yes, my husband's a saint. But anyway, so, it was really just hard to find that where you still want your privacy. You know what, your mom in the bedroom next to you and your husband, you know what I'm saying? Right. So anyway, so that's my latest multi-million-dollar idea. And then the other idea that grew out of that is I think that there should be a housing addition for single, especially single women who haven't had enough time to raise money to buy a house and go into retirement and have any money for retirement because maybe they had a spouse that didn't pay support and they were busy raising their kids, and make it like a quad, like in a college dorm, right?
I think you need to apply for Shark
Tank. I was going to say.
Don't we have an old person Spark Tank?
Well, yeah, the ages are roughly. So we always say if you're 26 or 27, we're not going to turn you down or however old.
I think it's lovely, Jordan.
We won't card you at the door.
Yeah.
I bet it's great to watch, though. Can you just come out to watch the whole thing?
We actually have a lot of regional leaders come and watch. And that's another way where maybe if they didn't win, then they could still network. So if they're like, hey, I wanted to make my own radio, you could maybe, say, hey.
There you go. We need to really reinvent this business. So we're working on it. We're working on it. That's for sure. So let's go back to some of those pillars that we talked about the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. What do you think of our community's infrastructure? Are we doing good in that area? Or
Obviously, we've identified it as an area to concentrate on for growth. We have had some great success with our interstate accessibility task force and group. They have been working on a tool that kind of identifies the economic impact of a potential transportation or infrastructure project with, involving the businesses that now have increased access to kind of the regional spine of highways and things of that nature. They are actually, I believe, having their final meeting to finish that up just this past week.
I think one of those highways that's just prone for development is US 30.
That has been a hot topic of conversation just about everyone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's sort of a natural.
I think that feeling is very shared.
Well, yeah. I mean, you start it with Sweetwater Sound, and then you've got 8020, and then you get into Columbia City, and then as you head towards Warsaw, you have all of that kind of going on. Warsaw, very vibrant community. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that people are coming in and out of Warsaw that are very famous, and we don't even know that they're coming in and out of Warsaw. They do tell me, though, the private jet traffic is very, very popular in and out of the Warsaw airport. And then a hop and skip and a jump up to Valparaiso and on up to Chicago.
Absolutely.
So what else? What else have they been focused on? Do you know?
We've also been focused on developing regional broadband access and just ensuring that, you know, all businesses and residents across the region have kind of equal opportunities for access to broadband internet.
Mm-hmm. And I think everybody does with the library and just about anywhere where you go and stuff. And then I think one of the great things that Fort Wayne and really Northern Indiana has really done is the quality of life. From one, you know, I run and I bike and the trails, you know, we talk about those kinds of things is adding to, you know, the Trek the Trails events that the city's got going on. But what do you guys see?
What we're mainly concentrating on with quality of life right now is downtown riverfront development in Fort Wayne. And even though we are a regional organization, we kind of view that most strong regions have a like big urban core to really bind things together and kind of become a central destination and a central hub for things. So we think that, you know, increased development on Fort Wayne's rivers on and around the rivers would really, you know, spark things for downtown Fort Wayne and then could also be an example for other downtowns of how to really utilize their resources in the best way and just kind of be a catalyst for more development, more fun. The city of Fort Wayne just finished getting together all the RFPs for the Legacy Fund River Study. So we, you know, talk to them and stay on top of each other and learning about what's going on with that. And then as our own kind of venture within the riverfront development, we are doing river tours with our Regional Opportunity Council members.
Okay.
And they, you can actually, you know, boat on the rivers. You can have fun on the rivers.
Right.
So these are 90-minute boat tours that go through downtown Fort Wayne. And these are concentrating on the area that's part of the legacy study and just pointing out areas that, you know, could potentially be primed for development. Obviously, the study will show what areas we can really use and how we can use them. And talking about the history of, you know, what has been there in the past and what it's grown into now and, you know, kind of get people started daydreaming and brainstorming what they really want our rivers to be.
It's a very different view from the rivers.
Absolutely.
I've done that before. I've worked with Fort Wayne Outfitters and William Wells Day, which is very fascinating. If you've not read the book about William Wells, it's a very, very cool book. And you look and you think, all right, that's the Main Street Bridge. Oh, wow, that's so different. I didn't know it curved there or it came down there. And it is very, very different. So can anybody take these tours? Or
actually, yes. We are doing the tours through Captain Black's River Adventures.
Okay.
And that is done through kind of Fort Wayne Outfitters and Hall's Catering. They leave from Fort Wayne Outfitters.
Sure.
And you can book them through Captain Black's River Adventures. And the tours are really great. They're about an hour and a half long. But I think you can, you know, adjust it. And then you arrange Hall's Catering so that you can have 12 people on the boat and kind of have, you know, snacks and hang out. And it, you know, be a really great setting for a small party or anything interesting like that, company outings.
I agree. Now, are you guys going to do anything with the upcoming, like the Three Rivers Festival?
Actually, yes.
Actually, good question.
The partnership is actually sponsoring the parade. It's the Made Here Parade.
Oh, so, I love that. I'm so proud of you guys.
So if you've seen all of the Your Story Made Here videos and the cool campaign stuff, and we actually recently launched a store for that, so now you can get really awesome Made Here t-shirts and mugs. There's a license plate frame that a lot of people are very excited about.
Onesies.
Yes, and they're onesies for babies. But if you have anyone that has a baby, it's pretty adorable.
Very cute.
Will actually be a slew of partnership staff at the front of the Three Rivers Parade wearing lots of Made Here things.
That is so exciting. I'm just so proud of you guys because it really and truly is all about involvement. And if we can't engage you guys, we're sunk. You know, it's just not going to continue. It's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Are you guys involved at all with the IPFW Art with a Purpose campaign, the bike racks? You know, next year they're working on the art. There'll be actually like a sculpture, but it'll be a bike rack. And that'll be going all the way through downtown Fort Wayne. It's a very, very cool campaign. I think they have all their sponsorships set up for that. So, I mean, I want to tell you guys that I rode my bike from my house to work. It's about, and I live out northeast Allen County, so I figured it's about 10 miles because I'm pretty familiar with the River Greenway and mile to mile. So I did that, but then I got in front of our building and we don't have a bike rack. I was like, so hopefully with the IPFW.
IPFW.
We need one right here, Warner, Barry, and Ewing. Okay, if you guys could give us the vision that you guys have or what you're hoping that, even whether you're working on it or not, what are you hoping to see in the city of Fort Wayne or in Northeast Indiana? What would you like to see? I like a certain restaurant, a certain type of development. I would like to have more restaurants with outdoor seating. I know it's limited for the time of year, and I was a little disappointed. I'm not sure where the Scotty's Brew House thing is in the, you know, they were going to come and go in over there at Tin mm-hmm. Caps. I don't know if that's still on the docket or not, but what would you guys, what's your dream?
I also support more outdoor seating. That's a favorite thing of mine. I'm excited to see the connectivity that's already happening regionally and to see more of that. I think that Fort Wayne has, each individual community has a lot of that that we've seen around the areas, but I'm excited to kind of bridge those gaps. Mm-hmm. And I think the MLA was a cool example of that for me, to meet people from other communities and come together and see that, well, they had their kind of awesome bubble of community togetherness in their area, so how can we have their bubble and our bubble join mm-hmm. forces.
Mm-hmm. Jordan?
I would, I guess, third that outdoor seating. I'm a real big fan.
Aren't we all?
Right? No, so definitely that. And I think my biggest thing is just I really am a fan of like community outdoor events, especially downtown mm-hmm. Fort Wayne. I know that they're doing like that Mayor's Youth Engagement Council in a week, which will actually be there if you want more information on Millennial 2020 or Spark Think. I think we're bringing popsicles again and hula hoops.
Yay!
but really just more fun outdoor events. I live downtown Fort Wayne over in West Central, and I loved like the random pop-up art shows. And I'm really a big fan of like the Bar Street Market and mm-hmm. it's really just fun outdoor event type.
I thought it was a good move on Jefferson Point. You know, they're going to do a farmer's market before Friday Night's Live now. And I thought
that was a great,
and I'm sure that I know our community can sustain many, many farmers markets. I love the Trek the Trails every Tuesday night, mm-hmm. going all over the city of Fort Wayne, different points. And I think that that's a great. And of course, the Fort for Fitness has really grown. Are you guys
going to
do it? Have you done it?
I've never done it. I volunteered at it before.
Good girl.
And it's awesome.
Yes.
We might assemble a team this year.
Yeah, uh-huh. Maybe.
Maybe walk a 5K.
Limp.
Yeah. Well, and they have a lot of biking initiatives too, mm-hmm. but that's just grown. The word is they're going to do a marathon in 2015, and I think that just again attracts a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Quality of life again.
We come back to.
So, well, I'm very excited. So, what do you need from us as a community? What, you know, people obviously that are can join the Alliance and mm-hmm. become involved. That's probably the first thing. What else?
I think that we just need to get excited about where we are and what we have and all the potential we have.
Mm-hmm.
Dare I say, Fort Wayne's kind of cool. Northeast Indiana's kind of cool.
Good girl.
I like Indiana. I'm proud of Indiana. I think that we're in a good place and that we have the potential to be even better. And I think people need to, get more excited about it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being from Northeast Indiana.
Is that a tough battle for you when you guys say that to other kids your age? Is that a tough battle to win?
Yeah. It can be.
You need to slap them.
Yeah. Got to get a good shake in.
Yeah.
This is a good place.
Right.
It can be fun.
Well, and what I want to say is that you guys have stepped up to the plate very well. The whole Vision 2020, the whole millennials, the whole thing going on. But people who tend to complain and say, nah, 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 are the ones that are just sitting at home, right? And then you guys, Lauren, you came, you got yourself involved, you started showing up at lunch on the square. It didn't take anything but for mm-hmm. you to show up and be friendly and start talking to people, right?
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. What about you, Jordan?
No, I definitely agree. And really just awareness of kind of what is going on. And I was guilty of that for a few years, and then really when I moved downtown and was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know what half of these things are going on. But mm-hmm. if I would have gotten involved earlier, I'm sure I would have mm-hmm. just been like, yeah, I'm staying here.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of second that it's cool to live here. And I feel like someone said, if you think Fort Wayne or Northeast Indiana is boring, then maybe you're boring and you don't, you can't find anything to do, or you just need to be entertained.
We can't fix boring.
Right?
We can't give you personality.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you girls are just a delight. Thank you so much. I mean, I knew this was out here. I knew all the exciting stuff that was going on. So I was pleased to have you on the radio because I do want to help you guys get out the word in any way that we can. We'll be posting some things on our Facebook page, on our website. Everybody should download the app, happen.co. And then again, Spark Tank this coming Friday at Huntington University. Find out more at millennial2020.com. So feel free to come and show up at Spark Tank on Friday, May 31st, 9:30 to 3:30. Let us know who the winner is, will you please?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Thank you guys so much. It's Vision 2020. It's Millennial Leaders Alliance and just some great things going on there. Make sure you check it all out on the website, millennial2020.com. And everybody else, have a great weekend, great Memorial Day holiday. And I'm Barb Richards on Sunday Side Up.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.